Welcome back to another episode of Control the Negative. Thanks for joining us. You know me. It's Christian, aka CJ. I'm here with Kay.
Hi.
And we've got another guest with us who was here last time. We've got Sam.
What up?
And as another bonus, we've got Kay's brother. Oh my God.
Hello.
I thought this was gonna work.
I'm just gonna talk through moans.
Like,
how, how was your day?
It's like you do that one moment. It's like, damn. You know what? I agree with you, AJ.
When he went, I felt that.
Hello.
You should speak human now.
Okay.
All right. And with that said, I want to try something new, and hopefully we can make this an ongoing thing. And I want to ask you guys, what is a negative that you're trying to control better this week? And for me, I'm going to have to go with procrastination. I always leave things last minute to kind of like bring some sort of challenge in my life. But it just makes things like stress out. And yeah, it's not a good thing.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Definitely time management when it comes to getting ready in the morning and leaving for work on time, because I'm always late. I'm always late for everything. It's cute to say Filipino time, but after a while, it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, y'all got your own subcategory called...
It's case time. How about you guys?
Filipino time.
I know.
I'd say a negativity I want to control is my lack of discipline. So recently, I've been trying to eat a lot healthier because without my shirt, I look like the Michelin baby.
So dumb. Oh my God.
So I guess I just want to start eating right, but I love food too much.
Me too, yo.
Like today, the meal that I had was so good. And the French fries.
The wings.
I love cholesterol.
I love food.
All right, Sam.
Y'all want to talk about food?
Oh, man.
We'll change the whole topic of the video into food.
Yeah. Hi, Sam.
I mean, I wouldn't mind.
I guess it would be my work, not work ethic, because I have a pretty good work ethic at my job, but like my confidence in my work, because I second guess myself all the time at work. And I'm like constantly double checking I'm doing it right. And even if I am doing it right, I'm like, are you sure I'm doing it right? Even though I was told 10 times it was fine.
You ever psych yourself out? Yes. You did something wrong? I hate that.
Always.
Shit.
Yeah. I'm gonna put a footnote right there because of what you just said. But before we continue that conversation, everyone already knows who Sam is. We already said that it's Kay's brother, AJ. But do you want to say anything about yourself?
I like long walks. No, I mean, what do you guys want to know about me? I don't know. You got what
are your likes and dislikes?
Oh my God, that I think this forehead. I like breathing.
Oh really? I heard it's great.
I feel connected.
Yeah.
When I breathe, I feel alive.
Alive? Yeah, I get
that's
that.
Actually, that's how I met totally. My girlfriend. I was like, you breathe. I agree. We have so much in common. We should date. And then lo and behold, 6 months later, we're breathing together. It's amazing.
Why did you guys just point at something at the door?
Is there a bug?
There's a bug on the wall.
Okay.
Where?
It's right next to the calendar. AJ, go kill it right now.
If you're in aisle 7 and you see Billy stealing something, do you A, tell your manager, B, scold Billy, C, let Billy steal
it's
it?
On the calendar.
What's an ant? I don't want to kill that.
Kill it.
But it's an ant. It's harmless. It's really hot. Just let one of the spiders eat it.
Okay. How about not?
But it's harm.
If you can't tell, Alan works with animals.
Oh, it's an ant. Ooh.
Kill it.
What the fuck
it.
Is
no.
it gonna do?
Kill it.
You? It's a fucking. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's beautiful.
You can tell. I'll lead him outside. Fuck.
They're right behind you.
Life. It's like a box of chocolates.
It's a life.
You never know what you're going to get.
We should respect it. Their earth as much as it is ours. Come here, little buddy.
He's annoying.
And he dropped it.
R.I.P.
You just... Okay. You killed it.
I didn't kill it. It's still walking.
No, he just... You want to know?
I moved it.
If you're wondering what he did, he took the paper towel...
Okay, listen.
Shoved it outside the door and closed the door.
It's an insect. Okay?
And he locked it like there's not enough crease that it can crawl back into the room.
I didn't want to kill it.
And they have four dogs in the house, one of which will probably eat it. I don't want to
be known as the killer, the ant killer.
Who's an ant killer?
Me, I don't want to be known as an ant killer.
Hey, AJ, what do you do for work?
Oh, I work at a zoo.
Oh.
He respects all life, except during dinner time when it's either steak, burgers, chicken wings.
You know, I tried being vegetarian, I think, for one day after the batch party. I couldn't do it.
Really? Oh, yeah,
I was like, you know, let me cleanse myself. I drank and I ate, like, nothing but burritos, like, for 3 days straight. So I was like, let me be vegetarian. My first meal, I had a salad with chicken on it. I was like, I forgot. I was like, oh, fuck it. It's like, whatever. It was a Chick-fil-A salad.
It's really expensive being vegetarian, though. Or, like, vegan. I tried.
I feel like it depends on your body type. I feel like if you're a person who lives off a lot of calories, being vegetarian can get expensive. But if you're someone with, like, a smaller frame, then it won't be that expensive. Because you don't need that much calories to, like, munch in throughout the day.
I just like eating.
Yeah. Have you ever seen an oversized vegan?
Well, I mean, bodybuilders who are vegan. They're bodybuilders.
It is very easy to eat unhealthy as a vegan. Like, if you think about it, a lot of their stuff is kind of, like, processed
pizza
food.
Mm. Pizza is technically vegetarian. Yeah. Like, typical cheese pizza is technically vegetarian.
Okay. I never thought of it that way.
So if you just eat pizza all day, you're vegetarian. Ooh. You know, you're healthy. That's how it works.
Oreos are vegan.
Oh, time out. You're telling me that cream in between my Oreos isn't dairy-based?
No, it's vegan. Really?
How do you make cream?
Fucking Elmer's glue?
Chemicals.
Everything in life is chemicals. It's Elmer's glue. That's what it is.
Oh my God.
With flavoring.
It's delicious.
Hey, that's my favorite cookie you're talking about.
That's my favorite glue you're talking about. That shit tastes good.
We're off track. Okay.
Yeah, we're completely off
track. This is going...
What else would you like to tell everyone about yourself? So you and your girlfriend met via breathing.
Yes.
Okay.
And now our dates typically consist of us breathing
together in new places.
Sometimes at dinner, at the gym. At the gym, we breathe a lot. And yeah. I feel like that's how me and her really connect.
Wow. This is beautiful.
Wow, this is beautiful.
I feel truly and spiritually connected to her when we breathe. Just a simple act of... It's just...
Doesn't it just take another level when you guys are breathing in sync? It's like...
At the same time, you know, actually, this is a fun fact. When you're walking with someone and you guys are in mid-conversation, eventually you will end up having to step at the same...
That I know about.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Nah, I read that. I was like, oh, shit. So I started paying attention to it more to the point where I don't even talk. I just look at our feet. Sheeps. Yeah. Anyway.
Shout out to Rachel.
I guess...
We love her.
It's Rochelle.
It's Rochelle.
Shout out to Rochelle Canary.
Damn, you put it in her hole.
We stan a queen.
Yes, hunty.
She's going to hear this and be like, ah. That's her exact reaction.
Oh my God.
Or that face she makes. Okay.
I guess they'll learn more about me as I speak.
All right, yeah. And with that said, what you were saying, Sam, was confidence and work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the negative you're trying to control. That's actually the topic of our conversation is...
Oh my God.
Confidence.
Would you look at that?
What is confidence?
I wish I knew.
I wish I knew.
Me too. And more importantly, how do I become it?
How do I become it?
How do I gain it?
The word confidence.
How do I walk out of here feeling okay? Really? Really, though? Because I am not confident at all.
Well, I think that's a great way. I think, like, we should start talking about confidence like that. Just ask everyone here, are you confident?
Okay. Are you guys confident? I'm going to start off Christian.
Let's go this way, yeah.
You asking me?
I am asking you. Are you a confident... do you see yourself as a confident person?
For the most part, I would say yeah.
Mm-hmm. How so? Like...
I don't know. I just carry myself in a sense that it's just like... you love me if you do and you hate me if you do. Like, it doesn't really matter, you know? I think that's a good level of confidence too, where it's just like you try not to be affected by anything and everything.
Yeah.
It does get hard though.
It does. Especially with today's society and social media.
Mm-hmm. And always. At the same time too, like the way I'm saying it, I'm not trying to be like I'm cocky or mm-hmm. anything like that, you know?
Yeah.
What about you, Sam?
Okay. I feel like my confidence fluctuates.
Fluctuates.
Yeah, I feel like some days it's not so great, and other days it's, I'm the fucking baddest bitch in the club.
I get you.
I don't go to clubs. Oh. But.
Disclaimer, I don't go to clubs.
It just felt like the right thing to say.
I'm the baddest bitch in this supermarket.
Me.
In Target.
But yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I'm like this in the same like lane as Christian. I'd say I'm pretty confident in myself. I actually wanted to piggyback off an idea that you mentioned, how confidence is being like I don't care what anyone says. I would say I'm the exact same way, but I've come to a point where my confidence level is, whereas like my feelings aren't validated by someone else's ideas of me. Like I don't like my happiness isn't based on how someone thinks of me. And I think that's like something a lot of people need to understand when it comes to confidence.
That's something I struggle with a lot. Yeah. I feel like I always look for acceptance. Mm-hmm. Or I'm always I'm always trying to seek approval from people, and it really doesn't make me feel confident, or I feel just a little bit dependent on people's like reaction towards
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like that's a problem nowadays.
It is, and it's so hard because for me there are moments where I feel like I have this idea of being confident, and then when I go out there, I feel like I just want to retract, mm-hmm. and I just mm-hmm. want to be in my own little shell and not really be out there. But I don't know if that's the introvert in me.
I don't know. I mean, like, I get what you're saying, because even though I have a level of confidence that, you know, I'm comfortable in front of a mic, I'm comfortable recording myself, there are times too that I feel exactly like you guys, mm-hmm. that, you know, I have moments of weakness that I try to find validation through other people's approval, and their judgment like matters more than what I think of myself. So, you know, confidence is something that you gotta work on daily, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Manung, you mentioned before how social media affects confidence.
Yeah.
I feel like that goes in line with us determining our happiness based on validation of others. Because when you think about it, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, that's all based on views.
Exactly.
You post a picture because you want likes. You
exactly.
want people to view it.
Comments.
You post snaps because you want people to view it.
Exactly.
YouTube because you want views. And I feel... Right. You know, there are people that like that take their Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube so seriously, and if they don't get the specific amount of likes that they want, they end up thinking, "Oh wow, like
I didn't really do it.
This photo."
Yeah.
And that goes again with the whole validation of like just because someone liked it, you know, that's one point of happiness.
Right.
You know.
I agree. Totally. Yeah. And it sucks because nowadays you can't really escape that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can. But, like, you know, when you're like, the majority of people are just always seeking mm-hmm. validation.
I always think it's best that people take breaks from social media. I think 1 week at most.
Totally.
Just, you know, turn social media off. Don't focus on it so much. You will realize that you'll stop comparing yourself to whoever you're viewing. And I feel that will help someone become happier.
I'm gonna ask you guys, how long do you guys spend on your phone? Honestly. Honestly.
I mean, it depends on the day, because I could go a day, like, and I'm almost on it, like, every 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are days where if no one's calling me or texting me, I could be off it all day.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, that's like, you know, phones have become a part of us. They're kind of like another sense that, you know, you don't even
that's
realize
true.
That you're just doing
yeah.
it.
That is true. Yeah. How about you, Sam?
I feel like when I'm at work, I'm not on my phone, like, literally at all. And I know a lot of people, like, are on their phone at work, and that blows my mind because, I don't know, I just put it in my purse and I don't even think about it and I don't even look at it unless it's really slow. But, yeah, I feel like I'm on my phone a lot, but I'm not on social media a lot. Does that make sense? Like more games and like
games,
fucking
movies,
around
and texting friends. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
Me, recently I've tried not to be on my phone so much. There was actually a video I saw on Twitter of this guy on a bench at a park, staring at his phone, and like right next to him there was a deer that was walking across him.
And he missed it.
And the caption goes like, the things you miss when you don't look up from your phone. I mean, I know it's meant to be funny in a way, but like after watching that video, it's like, even when I'm walking around the park, I take time to look at my phone just because I want to avoid being or looking awkward. Because I feel like people in awkward situations, they go straight...
They always throw their phone and they're like...
Yeah, they go straight to their phone to avoid eye contact with people, avoid looking like a loser, quote unquote.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. When I used to go to college and like I would go in a cafeteria and...
You'd just be on your phone.
No. I didn't see someone like to sit with and stuff. And I'd be like faking I got a phone call. I got to answer this and just walk away.
Yeah, you use it to get out of awkward situations.
Because I didn't have confidence back then.
Yeah. So recently I've tried not to be on my phone so much, mainly because like of that video.
Yeah.
There's so many things you can miss.
At the same time too... I have been treating my phone a little bit differently, that it's not just like this negative thing that I look at. It is a tool that we learn every day that we can use. We connect with other people. And it's just kind of redefining my relationship when it comes to either social media or my phone in general.
How much time do you spend on your phone?
A lot.
Yeah, I'm just a side piece, guys.
I am guilty of being on my phone a lot. Actually, I'm like you. I'm trying to kick that habit of being on my phone because recently I've noticed I spend way too much just on social media. And I spend way too much online shopping. I spend way too much on BuzzFeed, on YouTube, and... you can ask me what's going on in the world and I have no idea. Like I know what's going on within the internet world, like YouTube's, but like what's going on, actually going on, like important stuff, I have no clue.
I feel like phones could be useful for that too though, because I get a lot of my like news, a lot of my information from my phone itself as well. Like, even if you just download a news app and get notifications, like, that can help give you, like, knowledge of what's going on in the world.
Now, do you think there's a direct correlation between how much time you spend on your phone versus your confidence level?
I was actually going to ask that because I forgot where I read this question, but it made me think. So I'm going to ask you guys, do you think with the rise of social media and how it really impacts our generation... Do you think because of the rise of social media that it's causing more people to become socially awkward?
I don't like that correlation because it's kind of like an old school, new school type of thing. Like, and I get it, you know, back when I was a kid, we weren't on our phones like that. And and like sometimes like people get they feel disrespected. It's like you go to a restaurant, all the kids are like on their phone and stuff, but that's their normal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just because they may not be talking to the person right in front of them, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not connected right then and there to each other.
But do you think, like, personality-wise, people become more socially awkward based on how much they use social media and, like, technology and things like that? Or do you think there really isn't that, that much of a correlation?
As of right now, it's kind of hard to tell because it's still such a big shift. Just as communication's evolving, illnesses are evolving. And just like there was a sense of depression when, you know, people weren't able to communicate with people in person, and then they have an outlet through social media sometimes. And sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a bad thing. And sometimes now, because of technology, you can be affected mentally. So it's hard to say. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff coming out that shows you a direct correlation, but you know, time will tell.
What about you two?
So I'm just gonna talk off personally.
Okay.
So because I am on my phone a lot and because I'm on social media a lot more too, I wouldn't say I'm socially awkward anyway to begin with, but would it make me more socially awkward being on my phone? I would say I'm definitely more distant from social interactions. So I don't know if that answers your question. But
no, yeah, that,
I notice, well, I've been noticing that when I hang out with my friends sometimes. Like you say, even though being on our phones is a part of the norm nowadays, I feel like it's harder for, it's easier for me to have a conversation with someone via text message rather than me talking face to face. So I don't know if that makes you socially awkward, but I just feel like it makes me a little bit more detached to real time.
So to speak. Because there's no like silent breaks.
Exactly.
During text, it's just like you put your phone away and you pick back up.
Exactly. So what about
you, Sam? I think I agree with Christian. I think there's not enough information out there to determine whether it is correlate. What's the word?
Correlation.
Thank you. Or not. It's late. Okay. I just think that I think it could help and hurt. Honestly, yeah. Like my grandma always complains about me and my sister being on our phone, but I literally looked at her today and I was like, you understand they're like books at our fingertips because of this. And she goes, what? And I literally showed her my Kindle and I have like textbooks from school on there. I have books that I like to read on there. And she goes, you never think about that side of technology. You always think of just like the negative aspect.
That is true.
That's why I don't give it a negative
connotation. People always give
technology and social media a negative connotation.
That's why I don't try to do that.
For me personally, I absorb all of my news from YouTube.
And not only that too, it's like people who are considered socially awkward in real time, they found friends, a community,
and comfort,
Through YouTube. And
so you have your
media.
Pros and cons of social media. I mean, like with everything else, there's pros and cons.
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but I will say that like there are times that the reason why I'm on my phone a lot is because I need a distraction because I don't feel confident in myself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's like I just want to kill time because today's not my day. And instead of bettering myself, and there's ways to better yourself through your confidence and how to build it up, but sometimes you get weakness. One thing that I like to work on that I just started a week ago is meditating.
That was actually my next thing. For you guys, in terms of trying to feel confident, what are some habits that you try to implement on your daily lives to feel more confident about yourself? Whether it's makeup, or, like you said,
me!
Meditation. Like, what do you guys love to do that helps you?
I mean, other than just the fact that I just started meditating, it's just about self-awareness, self-love, self-care. And that could go like grooming, you know, get a haircut from time to time.
Shit, that makes a huge difference.
Yo, my confidence goes up after a haircut. I'd be like,
I just got faded.
That's stupid. I agree because I used to never get my nails done.
Mm-hmm.
And like I just started getting my nails done and I'm like, oh, who is she? I look clean. Like my nails look good. And then I get my eyebrows done and I feel good. So definitely a lot of like self-care, self-love helps with confidence as well.
Yeah, so makeup thing. A lot of people think, I feel like people think that people who wear makeup do it to impress others, but
I agree 100%.
I love when I have a perfect blend of eyeshadow. Let me tell you, I'm killing the fucking day.
Or when your eyeliner wing is on point.
And when you know you do someone's makeup and they don't fuck up the wing you just did.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't relate. So. But you know, I'm gonna clap that one for you guys.
Oh yeah.
Because, you know, whatever builds that confidence.
There was a time that I had, like, a full face of makeup on at work. And someone was like, you don't need all that makeup on. And I was like, but it's not your face,
not
so why does
you.
It matter? So, I agree. Makeup makes me feel good, too.
Yes.
I always thought makeup was artistic.
It is. Mm-hmm. And
it's like your face is your canvas.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. And it's
crazy
all the different
looks. You're experimenting with other colors, different lines, highlighting, contour.
Yes. Oh.
You know, it's kind of in line with art.
Another way, too, is just eating right, working out, exercise. Sometimes after a while, not in the beginning, hell no, but after a while, after a while, you know, you just feel confident. You see the progress within yourself, whether... You know, don't pay attention to the number on the scale. There's other ways to measure changes in your body, and you feel good. You start dressing better. You know, change your wardrobe up. Sometimes that one outfit make you feel real good.
Mm.
I agree. Working out, definitely working out, even if it's not a lot. It's just a matter of going there. Automatically, once you leave, you feel like you accomplished something and you feel better about yourself.
Because you're going out of your comfort zone for a couple minutes.
Shout out to Preston. What's up?
I do feel like a big part of confidence is getting there, too. Because I know, like, I used to work out with you guys all the time.
Yeah.
And now it feels like getting back into it. I'm almost like, this is weird, like embarrassed to go because I feel like I don't.
Oh, we've all been at that
point. I don't know how long.
Yeah. Yeah. We've all, like, gotten to that point where it's like, oh, my God, I'm not as fit as everyone. I'm not as strong as everyone. And then you walk in, and it's like, no one's there to judge you.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know? Everyone's there to, like, you know, support you. Because the hardest part of going to the gym is going through the gym. Yeah, those doors.
Yeah. I feel like that's why it's always best to go with someone. Because if you go there by yourself, like, you're like, this gym is reserved for these type of people.
Right, right.
You know, if you're there with a friend, it makes things a lot easier because you could just pay attention to each other and yourselves.
It's so funny because I used to think hiring a personal trainer was like a waste of money. Mm-hmm. Or I used to think, oh, why would you need a personal trainer if you could just do it yourself? But I just feel like it's having that someone hold you accountable and someone who just supports you no matter what. And it's not even about... Well, I mean, I can't speak for all personal trainers. There are some good and there are some bad. But my personal trainer, he doesn't see me as, like, money. But he actually sees me as a person, and he helps me build confidence even when I feel like... Like the other day, right? I had such a shitty session, and I felt like I couldn't do anything. And I felt terrible, and I was weak. And he was like, we all have our bad days, but the best thing that you've done, you're here. Like, that's one thing you need to be proud of.
Yeah.
And just him saying that made me feel so much better that my whole day was like, all right, I went to the gym. Even though I didn't do good, I still can eat better. I can still make better choices. Oh, Bambi, she's
dreaming.
Dogs are so cute. Okay, how about you? What are some habits that you do?
Oh, working out was, I think, the first step into me being confident.
Yeah.
Just because, like, you know, I feel like seeing my body change and seeing, like, my strength change a lot.
Right.
Means, like, oh, progress.
Right.
Oh, growth.
Yeah.
Confidence.
Right.
I also like to learn.
Okay. Like reading and...
I like to, yeah. Like, just, like, learn. I feel like people don't learn enough on their own time and are kind of dependent on school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like people don't like researching their own topics. So I feel like every time I try and, like, every time I learn something new about a topic I'm interested in or something, like, I just... you know, was never interested in before.
Just educating yourself.
And just got
into it.
And just educating myself. I feel that builds my confidence because it's like, oh, that's one more thing I know more than yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's like, I don't know. I feel like because of that helps me build my confidence just because, like, a lot more educated. Right. Also with Christian, too. Meditating. Like, just being comfortable with self.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of detaching from my ego. I feel like that kind of helped me become a lot more confident and secure in myself because I'm not controlled by my ego.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to, like, separate that from who I am.
Because some people don't. Yeah. Sometimes it's like you mistake your confidence for your ego or cockiness.
Or cockiness, yeah.
And it's like you got to be careful with that because when it comes to confidence, it should be about yourself. When it's ego and cockiness... it's a show for everybody else.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, like confidence is for self, cockiness for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think, like, really, what do you think are, like, some signs of cockiness and confidence, like, that people get, like, confused?
I mean, I'm talking about me. I get into peer pressure easily.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
You know,
and it goes along with feeling accepted and wanting to fit in.
Exactly. And so in that brief moment, you lose confidence in yourself, and it's more so you're psyching yourself into doing something that you wouldn't normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because your ego got in the way, and it's more to prove to everyone else rather than to prove to yourself that you can do something or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I feel the same way. I feel like, yeah, pretty much that. Cockiness is, I feel, for everybody else, it's like a show for other people. It's not really, like, it's not really focused on self. It's focused on those that surround you. And that goes back to the whole, like, validation thing.
Mm-hmm.
Seeking validation from other people. I actually got a question for both of you guys. Since you guys have been together for, what was it, 12 years now?
Oh my god, it's going to be 12 years in a couple weeks.
Yeah. So, I want to know, has your confidence changed being together for so long? Like, have you noticed your confidence change during the course of your relationship after being together for 12 years?
Basically, if it didn't, then you're not human. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As you evolve, your confidence evolves. It changes into certain things. Sometimes you could be confident in your ability to do one thing, and then it changes into just confidence in how you carry yourself, your character, your ability to converse with people, trust people, help people. Helping people is confidence. You know what I mean? And when it comes to our relationship, it's how we see each other and have confidence in each other.
Yeah, because I think you guys are sort of like, kind of like the epitome of like what a healthy relationship is.
Oh, AJ.
Because like, well, I've watched you guys grow together. It's been 12 years. 12 years ago, I was freaking, I had that emo haircut with that mullet. And what?
Time out. That ant that you let out came back in.
You motherfucker.
I'm gonna kill it.
Wait, not with me right here.
I don't know.
It's just an ant. It's not gonna hurt you.
Okay, look at me. Look at me, AJ. I fucking hate bugs.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Anyway, like I was saying, I feel like you two are like the epitome of what a healthy relationship is. Oh. Mainly because you guys help each other grow. And I noticed when...
It was never... I can say that for most relationships.
But yeah,
that's right there.
That's what...
AJ? Thank you.
There.
Where is it?
It fell. There, it's dead. Move.
You said move.
Jesus Christ. All that for an ant that won't hurt you. Anyway.
I don't have confidence in bugs, okay?
Not anyway, because like I know you, mainly because I live with you and you're my sister, I know that you weren't the most confident person.
Yeah.
So I want to know if that has changed being with Christian for so long, because I know like confidence level has changed when you're in the beginning of a relationship, because there's not really that level
like
of trust
and
each
security.
Other.
Exactly. Definitely. I feel like, and you know what? It took a long time to get here, mainly because like I'm a very insecure person. And you know, of course, like,
oh, and that insecurity just like handled things differently when it came to our relationship in the beginning. You know, it took a while to just break down those insecurities and realize, hey, you just got to be a little bit more confident and things will work out.
Well, I mean, we got together and we were young and a lot of people he surrounded himself with were very attractive women. So,
I say, you know, I had a sense of
where you got it
like that.
Anyway, go on.
But in the beginning, there was definitely a lot of trust issues and I had a lot of insecurities and I was not confident in, I wouldn't say like, I mean, I guess you can say in the relationship, just because he was kind of like flirty. And I was very jealous of like, and we didn't go to the same school.
That wasn't flirty. That was confidence.
That was cockiness.
That was a friendship with confidence.
Boom.
So yeah, in the beginning, definitely I was very much insecure. But over the years, you know, we ended up becoming, of course, closer, and we broke down those walls and we started to really connect in a way where it's, I know that I'm for you. And that you're for me, and that
I'm crying.
I'll pin a sob.
And that that I have enough confidence in our relationship to trust you no matter what situation that you're in, and that you have the same for me in whatever situation that I'm
that's
in.
Fine. Whoever friend requests you, that's fine. I don't care. And so that means I can go on that Bumble BFF now, right?
No.
Oh. Bumble BFF to find board game partners.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find
Bumble
friend.
BFF.
It's a friends
app. BFF. I'm thinking of like an actual bumblebee.
Yeah, you get to be friends with a bumblebee. You never heard?
Shut up.
See, I'm trying to use social media for the good, right?
You guys can breathe together.
We can buzz together.
We can buzz together.
Speaking of breathing together, AJ, you and your girlfriend have been dating for how long now?
6 months.
Aww. Yeah. Wow, already? I feel like it's been longer, to be honest.
Well, I mean, I've known Rach since 2017. Because, like, her coworker. My coworker was her sister.
Right.
So I've known her for a pretty long time. So, but yeah.
So in terms of your relationship, well, how do I say
it? About a beatbox.
How is the trust and security in your relationship? Is it, you know, something you guys still need to work on? Do you guys have trust established? Is she secure with you? Are you secure with her?
I mean, like I said in the beginning, I'm a very confident person. Mm-hmm. So I'm comfortable with myself. And she is also a very confident person and comfortable with herself. So I feel like that was never really an issue. Trust was never really an issue because we trusted each other.
Right.
Because of the fact that we've known each other for so long, we built such a great friendship together that once we got together in a relationship, it got to the point where it's like, I don't have to question because, like, I know that, you know, she feeling me, I'm feeling her, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's all good. And, yeah, so there was never really trust issues between us.
She let you be, she, like, you can be your own person.
I can, like.
With your own friends.
Like, if I tell her that, like, I'm going out with my friends, she's not, like, hovering over me like a helicopter girlfriend. She's not like, where are you? Who are you with?
Right.
How much money did you spend? What's your social security? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's the next episode. Yeah. So,
The next episode is I reveal my social security. but yeah, she was never a helicopter girlfriend.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Right.
Because I feel like it's healthy in a relationship to have your own life.
Right.
I feel like being separated in a relationship, like, from each other physically is a good thing and a good, healthy thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so definitely.
It's like, even right now, like, for the viewers that don't know, me and Sam, we used to date. Just how
We talked about it.
Oh, we talked about it? Oh, yeah, we talked about it. Yeah, but we did, like, what, 6, 5 years ago? I don't even remember.
A man, long
balls
time.
Ain't dropped.
Shit. High school, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that was, like, 6, 7 years ago.
We're old.
Yeah.
Back when my voice used to be like this.
Yeah, wow.
Can confirm, that's what his voice sounds like.
Exactly. Yeah, but, so, yeah, now that it's out there, me and Sam used to date. We're hanging out right now, and Rachel isn't, like, pissed about it.
We love her.
Fucking love Rachel.
like she isn't pissed about it. She's comfortable, and she's, you know, she's okay with it.
Yeah.
You know, before, I used to be in, like, this other relationship.
We're just going to call it the dark times for now.
Yeah, I used to be in the dark ages, you know.
The dark ages.
This is a different episode if you want to talk about that. But this person wasn't... this person wasn't comfortable with me hanging out with Sam. It got to the point where even every time Sam was mentioned or seen in a picture on Facebook that she was tagged in, it would start an argument. And I hate the fact that it controlled me.
Right.
Like, the dark ages controlled me.
Yeah.
Because I stopped being Sam's friend because of that person.
Yeah.
And I feel like once I noticed that, I'm like, okay, maybe I should stop. Because it's like, I don't want this person to control me. And it made me lose a friend at that point.
Right.
And it's always hurtful to lose a friend.
And yeah.
And knowing that you're the reason that you lost a friend because you wanted to listen to someone else who you've known for less than the friend you initially were with, that was like, oh man, that sucks. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rachel's good. She like, oh shit, that's my girl, that's my homie. She, you know, she
we love her.
That's exactly how she says it too. She, that's my girl, that's my homie.
Definitely so the difference that. Between your relationship now than your relationship back then, that she...
Who's she? Who are you talking about now?
The dark times.
Okay, dark ages.
The ex.
Yes.
She was very... she had no trust, no sense of security.
Yeah.
She was not confident at all with your relationship.
She never trusted
or
me.
Or with you.
Which I never understood because I never gave her a reason to not trust me.
Right. So with your relationship now, it's good. It's refreshing to see.
Yeah, I'm in a healthier place. Yeah. Definitely.
How about you, Sam? Were you ever in a point where... why are we laughing?
I feel like she didn't expect that. She was like, oh.
I was not expecting that to come at me next.
She did the Rick and Morty face.
I'm single. Like, I was not expecting this question to come at me. What's up?
It was good, though.
Go ahead, finish your question.
Okay, so going in as a single person.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that kind of goes along with, like, do you need... a significant other to build up your confidence?
Oh, okay. let me just scoot over. Let's get nice and close.
let's get personal.
There was a time where I thought I had to be in a relationship to be happy. And plot twist, that's not true.
Yes, honey. Live your single life.
I stayed with people I shouldn't have stayed with. You know, even when I spoke up, sometimes it was just ignored and I let it deal with it. But guess what? Don't do that. Don't let yourself be ignored because it sucks. That got depressing real quick. But it's fine. I'm fine now. You know, I'm living my single life.
No, but I love the fact that you addressed that. You don't need somebody to make you feel something.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, sometimes I obviously, want that feeling that, you guys have with your significant others, but I'm more than willing to wait for it right now.
Right.
Yeah. Because I don't want to jump into something and be miserable in it. So, yeah.
I mean, and that kind of goes along. I'm going to circle it all the way back to our relationship. And I used to tell you all the time, the sexiest thing about a woman
is confidence.
It's her confidence, bro. Oh my
it don't matter. Yo, body type, all sizes are beautiful. But when they got that confidence, that... I put you up
when
there.
When she knows she got it, man. Whoa, shit.
She dangerous.
You could have 7 eyeballs. It's all good. Shit. I'm going to stare into all 7 of them eyeballs. Shit.
That actually, okay, perfect. Because I wanted to ask. Octopus. We're all here and we all are different.
They have 7 arms.
They have 8 arms.
Yo, they don't know how many legs are on an octopus.
I said 7 eyes like an octopus. I'm like, they don't even have 7 eyes. They got 2 eyes. And she's like, they got 7 arms.
They got 8 arms. Got 8
Yo, we suck. Anyway, go on.
Cthulhu's listening.
Yo, Cthulhu with that mind control shit, bro.
So we're all different. We look different. Our body types are different. In terms of body positivity, how do you guys feel? Our personalities, we can say that we are confident, but how we look and how we dress, how do we feel in terms of body positivity? Mm. I mean, it's such a big move. You okay? I
didn't know that.
It's a big, it's a big, powerful, beautiful movement nowadays.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel positive in your own skin? Are you okay?
I tried so hard not to laugh.
You ever see Chancellor Palpatine? That's how I feel like I look like after doing that. Anyway, body positivity. You guys go. I talk a lot.
All right, well, basically it's like...
I talk a lot, I'm done.
As much as I want to change the way I look physically... it takes a level of body positivity, acceptance, and confidence to love your body now, because if I just wait until I have my ideal look, I'll never be happy. Got to be able to appreciate who you are in the now and just dress the way you want. It took me forever. I used to think I could only dress a certain way once I lost X amount.
I used to be the exact same way.
Freaking too. Yep. I feel like back in high school and I looked far different than I did now, I was still so unhappy with myself and I was constantly miserable. And I look back now and I'm like, bitch, you look good. The fuck? Yeah. Now I'm not happy with the way I look, but I do think
you accept yourself more.
I do. I feel like I accept myself more, and I am not afraid to dress how you want to dress.
Yeah,
for me,
no restraints because of how you look or the number on the tag.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Totally. I used to be the exact same way. It's so funny because preparing for the wedding, I'm always like, I gotta lose X amount of weight. Mm-hmm. I gotta fit into this size dress. But then at the end of it all, it's like, why do I have to look a certain way in a dress to feel good or to be happy?
Mm-hmm. You're gonna look good as fuck in that dress.
Girl, I know I'm gonna look good.
Mm.
And that goes along with what you were saying with our personal trainer. Because last year, we were on track, we were doing good, the weight came off, and the confidence built up, but then life hit you, and we get sidetracked and everything, and you lose sight of what you were doing, but then we have this new personal trainer and the progress is slow, but the confidence is up like 100, you know what I mean? Just the way that another person can make you feel just helps with that. And just constantly just remembering that this is your body no matter what.
Right.
You know,
right.
Live in the now.
Exactly.
Because if you only
have one of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So respect it now. So when you guys are confident and you guys feel good, what are some emotions that go through your head? And you can be blunt. You can be real.
Be like, damn, swear to God.
I like don't know how to follow that up.
Yeah, that's why I'd be like, everybody wishes they were me. Like, but again, that's cockiness.
Yeah, exactly. I'm getting confused again.
Exactly. Yeah, for real, bro.
No, but sometimes with confidence, you could just put yourself out there.
Yeah.
It's easier to talk to people. I feel
like you're not afraid to be loud.
So you can see your character changes.
Definitely.
When you're more confident.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just like, if I had a rough day that I'm not confident in myself, it's hard to put myself out there. It's hard to hold a conversation. You could ask me something, and if I don't have the confidence to answer it, then it's like, pass.
Yeah.
Or
because it's like you don't have the confidence to commit to a conversation. Like
exactly.
That. Yes. Yeah. Yes. No, I agree. I think when you have confidence in yourself based on whatever you're doing in that moment, it makes you kind of gives you the ability to do all the things you're scared to do, like be a leader, be someone people can look up to, stuff like that.
I feel like one thing that I notice that I do a lot when I'm feeling confident, I dress differently.
Oh yeah.
You're a loud dresser.
I love
but you it. Pull
like,
it off.
Like, I don't mind dressing in loud colors. Like, I wear fucking yellow, red.
Right. Yeah.
But I notice when, like, my confidence is feeling kind of low, I dress in gray and black.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I actually wanted to bring it back to the whole body positivity thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like one easy way that we can get people to be a lot more body positive in different types of bodies, I feel like if we just get different body types of mannequins and show off like different outfits, because I forgot who said it, but someone was like, oh, I don't have the right body type for that. I don't know who said that like recently, but that made me think, like, if we just had different body types for mannequins and show that, like, this body type displayed for everybody in the store
can wear this outfit,
like, they're not fucking, like, they don't have to, they're not that clothing's not restricted for this body type.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in doing that can actually help build confidence in a lot of people, especially when they're shopping at, like, H&M, Zara,
I can totally,
like, all those types of stores.
Agree.
Because, like, people will look at a mannequin and be like, oh, I have that body, I can wear that
exactly
outfit.
Exactly. Because you always see the same kind of mannequin,
same body type. Yeah, it's always a tall, slim, but it's like, not
no
everybody,
boobies, no butt.
Yeah, not everybody's like,
not
that.
Saying that it's bad. Just saying, I want to see more.
Not saying it's bad, but we just need more exposure to different body types in mannequins.
Right.
That way we can, like, have people understand that fashion is not limited to a certain body type.
Right.
No.
Fashion is universal and can go for every single body type, not just for whatever you see in the store, not, like, what mannequin you see or whatever.
Another big thing is size expansion. Like, a lot of stores focus on only, what, sizes 0 to 12?
Yeah.
Right.
0 to 10?
Right.
Like, bitch, We go up there.
I think they said the average size of a woman is a 14.
And it's sad. It's so sad. And
I feel like for women it's hard.
Yeah.
Because, like, for male example, like for men, if we get a large shirt from one place and get a large shirt at another place, they're practically the same size.
Not all the time,
but for the most part. But for girls, you get like a size 2 in one place, it fits you perfectly, you get a size 2 in another place. And that shit's, like, fucking tiny.
Barbie size.
Yeah, Barbie size. And I feel like that fucks with a girl's confidence also.
Not even that. Because, like,
this doesn't fit my body, but it fit in the other place.
Right.
So it's like, so you go from one place to another, you think maybe, like, oh my God, did I gain weight?
But that's the thing. We're so consumed with, like, the ideas of numbers.
Yeah, you're so consumed with the number.
So it's just like, I'm a size 12 in American Eagle pants.
Hmm.
But then if I go to Target and I try a pair of jeans that are size 12 and they don't fit, it psychs me out automatically. And I'm like, what is happening? And then I go bigger and then I feel and I shouldn't feel, and I feel bad for saying this, but I do feel worse because it's like,
yeah,
I just
put on weight.
Yeah,
or yeah,
mm-hmm. And it's just a mind fuck.
It is. It absolutely is. Because like I used to work at Torrid, which is a woman's clothing store with sizes 10 and up. And I'm a size 18 in a jeans, and I was down to a 16. I can't remember anymore. I haven't shopped there in a while. But Forever 21, I couldn't even tell you what size I am, because I know an 18 doesn't fit, and I just get dejected after that, and I'm not trying on anything else.
Right, and you just feel like...
It's a mood killer.
Exactly.
It is, 100%. Exactly. That's why I hate shopping.
Me too. Like,
if anyone knows me, I dread going to the mall.
Yeah.
Me too.
When you're not... what's considered the average body type, it is harder to go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, definitely.
You know, as a guy who's a little on the big side, like pant sizes, I always feel bad because if I find the right pant size, the length ain't gonna be good. It's like, in order for me to wear a size 38, I gotta be minimum 6 feet tall. Like, come on now. All my jeans, I got a taper now. It's not fair. But, you know.
It's hard because dressing a certain way makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel, but then actually getting the clothes to make you feel good is the hard part, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the meditations I did the other day, because it was a guided meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just talking about just being present in the moment. And however you see yourself, just acknowledge that thought. And just let it go. You know, once you start treating your lifestyle that way, and it kind of goes along with my conversation with you earlier today when, you know, it's been a while to be back at work and you don't know, you know, you lose confidence in yourself and your ability to do it. It's natural, you know, when you have like a prolonged period of time off. So it's just like, oh, I don't know if I'm doing things right or whatever. You got to take yourself out of that situation where you're just feeling it in real time and you take it personally, realize the thought for what it is. And when you can do that, you'll be able to bring up your confidence. You'll be able to realize that whatever you're feeling, it's temporary and it's going to pass.
Is that Muji?
I'm not sure if it was Muji, but it was definitely some of the stuff he was saying. And then I was like reading a bunch of stuff about it too.
Because there's my favorite video by him is a video called "Feelings Are Just Visitors." He was along the same line of where you were going. I'm trying to remember the exact quote. I think he said, "Yourself is like space, thought and mind is like the wind. It is the nature of the wind to blow about, but yourself you don't blow about.
Yeah.
You are infinite." And what he was saying is like feelings are like the wind.
Mm-hmm.
They come, but they go. But yourself, you're infinite, you're ever growing. So,
oh, I like
so that's good. I like that too.
When you're feeling sad, you're feeling angry, acknowledge it for what it is, but let it pass. Don't let it define you.
Don't let it consume
you. Yeah. No, that's so good.
Like, if you have a feeling of sadness, don't be like, I'm sad. You say, I have sadness.
Oh, I like that.
Because if you have it, you can let it go.
Right.
But if you are it, then you accept that.
Yeah.
And that's basically what happens. And like, you hear about people who, like, wake up on the wrong side of the bed, or they have this one thing set off the tone for the rest of the day. It's like,
and I try
because you identify with that.
Yeah. Exactly.
You identify with sadness, anger, crankiness, or whatever. You don't realize that you can easily let that go. It's just your mind's controlling yourself.
And they always say whatever energy that you have, it attracts.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just think negative thoughts, or you're just very negative about everything, then you're attracting that.
Yeah. Exactly. And when it comes to that energy, you know, that goes along with what I try to say towards the end of all my posts is protecting your energy, you know. And when you can protect your energy, you can build that confidence. You can, you know, go on and do things that you wouldn't even imagine about doing.
Like
starting this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It took a level of confidence to just get it going.
Because it's out of your comfort zone.
It is.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like you were saying earlier, being out of your comfort zone, learning new things, that builds confidence. Yeah. Growing as human beings, we're constantly in motion.
Mm-hmm.
If you stay stuck, you're going to get clouded by your negative thoughts and lose your confidence, and you'll remain there until you can break out of it.
Yeah.
It's a very good point.
Yeah. Well, this was fun.
Thanks
for talking.
This was long. This was a lot longer than I expected. How long have we been going for?
Oh my god, I have no idea. I don't know how to read this thing.
I don't know how to read.
But this was a good topic. It was good.
Guys, thank you guys for listening. Let us know what you know.
You want to hear from us now.
Not even that. Just when it comes to confidence. Oh, that's true. What makes you feel confident? And in being confident, what does it allow you to do? What do you do to help build your confidence? And from there, you know, you could always reach us on Instagram, email, Twitter, Facebook. There's a Control the Negative, right? Control the Negative at Instagram, CTN Pod on Twitter, and Control the Negative at gmail.com. And with that said, I want to say thank you. Keep your confidence up, right? Thanks to our guest, Sam, AJ, Kay, love you.
Thank you, too.
This is romantic.
No, but I love you guys, too. And with that, control the negative, protect your energy. We'll catch you next time.
Talk to you later, guys.
Bye.
Oh.